We are on Daf, Kuf Chof Hei Amet Aleph. We had a problem to understand the Mishnah. Kuyas Ameis is Metame B'Mage. And the problem was if there is Moyach, and the kulya is a kezayis of moich and the kulya, so it should also be metame ba'oyel. There's another problem that it should be metame ba'oyel, even though there's no kezayis of moich and the kulya, but should have a shem eber if we hold that Moyach bebefnim mala aruche mibachutz. So till now we had two mahalchim. We had a mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda Bereida Rabchia that it is speaking about. There's not a kezayis of moyach besoich hakuye. That is the tzir of kuye sameis. And therefore it's not metame boyel. And also, we hold that Moyach mibefnim is not mal aruch mibachutz, so it doesn't have a shame either. Abaye said the same mahalach, that it is speaking about, that there's no kizayis of Moyach mibefnim, so therefore it's not metame boyel. But he personally holds that Moyach mibefnim is mal aruch mibachutz, so there is another problem. So it should be metama ba'oyel als eivel. And that Abaye said it's speaking about that b'sheshifa, that he had made a slit in the kulya, the whole circumference of the kulya in one area, which prevents that it should be mal aruchem. So therefore, it is nifka, the shame eivel from the kulya. And therefore, that is why it is not metame boil. Now, we have a third mahalach in the Gemara to explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, this is around 12 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, lo'ilom de'ike kizayis. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, it is speaking about that there is a kizayis of moyach in the kulya. And we'll see Rashi says, because Rabbi Yochanan did not want to say that each case of the Mishnah is speaking about another tzir. According to the first two mahalchim, so the kulya sameis, there's no kizayis moyach. Kulya samigdoshim in kulya neveila, there is a kizayis of moyach. So it's a psabod nezach that we're speaking about. The Mishnah is very sosam, kuyas ameis, kuyas mekdoshim, kuyas nevela. This is speaking about, this is a kezayis of Moyach. This is speaking about, there's not a kezayis of Moyach. But that's what I held. Rabbi Yochanan held this is a doichik. Lo'ilam deike kezayis. There is a kezayis of Moyach in this kuyas ameis, and then we'll have a big problem. So why is it only metame b'mag? It should be metame boil. But then Rabbi Yochanan says another thing also, which is not negeya the akimta of the Mishnah, but he holds umoyach mibefnim mala aruche mibachutz. He also holds that moyach mibefnim mala aruche mibachutz. That means, so this will see, this will make a problem by kuyas nevela. My kuyas nevela, so why is stumim, is toya, it's an eva. An eva is metame. So we're gonna come about, we're gonna come and take care of this soon also. Umayach mibifnim mala aruche mibachutz. Umay noigeya diktoni. So now let's, if it's speaking about that it's a kezayis of moyach and the kuyah, So why does it say that afke hanoigeya bohem is tamei. A fellow a mile is also tamei. Umay noigeya diktoni mile. If a person is mile over the kuya, that's also called a negeya. A mile is called a negeya. So mamela, the kasha doesn't begin. I mean, yes, why doesn't it mention oil? Forget. The Tana calls oil maget. Umay negeya diktoni mile. Let us see what Rashi says so far. Zikt Rashi, La'olam reishe de'ike kezayis. The reishe is speaking about that there's a kezayis of moyach and the kulya. The loy mekminin mas nisen betrei taimi. It's a big doichik to say that the Mishnah is speaking about two different cases. Kulyas Ameis is speaking about there's no Kezayis Moyach. Kulyas Mekdoshim is speaking about is a Kezayis of Moyach. No, the Lamek Minimas is in Betray Time. Vinami lek a Kezayis. And the second thing that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Afilu, there's no Kezayis, Ava Metama Boil. The Moyach Shebefnim Malaruche. The Moyach Shebefnim is Malaruche, so every Etzem, that yesh by moyach or could have moyach has a shame either. Umay negeya mile nami b'mashme k'dufarish v'ozer. That mile is also called a negeya. The ike tane de kori le mile negeya. A mile is also called a negeya. So that is the Yakimta of Rabbi Yochanan. Fragt die Gemara, wie Moyach mi befnim, mala aruche mi bachutz. If Moyach mi befnim is mala aruche mi bachutz, is kuyas nevele, ve kuyas asheret kiloi nikvu amai toirem. If you hold that Moyach b'vnim malaruch mibachutz, so now we have a new problem. We have so the last bavis of the Mishnah kuyas asheret and kuyas anevele, which the Mishnah says stumim is toirim leinikvu is toirim. Why is it toir? The lechera anever is metame. You don't have to touch the moyach. Omar Rabbi Benyamin Bagidol Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Hoche b'mayaskinen k'goin de'ike k'zayis moyach hamiskashkeish. We're speaking about a kulya. A kulya means a etzem sheyesh by moyach. And the moyach here hardened. The moyach is not soft, it's not pliable, it's hard. And hard means that you'll shake it, perhaps you'll hear it rattling. That's moyach hamiskashkesh. Now, what is the maila of moyach hamiskashkesh? If you have moyach, we just said like this, that every bone has a potential to be, if there's moyach inside of it, is a potential to become an eva, because the moyach, the marrow inside, will rejuvenate the bone and make that basar should grow on it. So every moyach, an etzem sheyesh by moyach, or could have moyach, is called a potential eva. So it's a din of an eva. That is only if the moyach is soft. But if the moyach, there's moyach inside the bone, and this moyach dried up, but the bone is filled up with dried up moyach, so this moyach will not rejuvenate the bone, so it's a seiver, so it's not a neighbor anymore. That what we said, that a kuya sheyesh by moyach is a shame eiver, that means if there's nothing there or there's fresh moyach there, this moyach can rejuvenate the etzem to become a neighbor. So there's now a shame eiver. But if the moyach in the bone is dried up and hard, so this bone will never rejuvenate. It will never become muscle, will never grow on this bone. So therefore, let's speak oisavenik. So memela, you ask the kasha, why by kuyas anevelen kuyas asheretz, why if it's einay nokuv, why is it toil? So we say, no, I'm sorry, this etzem can never become a neighbor because it lost the koyach of rejuvenation. It can't, the basal will never grow on this etzem, on this kuya, because the moyach shebesoichoi dried up in the heart. So memela, that is why, so the only way one can become tamei from the moya, if he touches the moya. So that's the difference if the etzem has a nekev in it, or if the etzem doesn't have a nekev in it. If the etzem has a nekev in it, so he can stick a hair of his through the etzem, and then it's metame, then it's metame b'mage. So if it's metame b'mage, then there's a din shema, so the din shema may be a satuma. If there's no nekev, so since the moyach cannot be metame b'mage, there's no din shema. That is, but an eva tzichenat, because the moyach shebesoichoi hardened up, so memela it can never become an eva. That's the tzir of kuyas hanevela and kuyas hasheret. But by kuyas hameis, if I have here, we say we have here a kezias of moyach, it's hard. That's right, it can't rejuvenate. But a kezias of moyach is kezias min hameis. So it's metama boil. So here it's metama boil. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that what it says, kuyas hameis hanageya boy, is tome, means it's metama for the boil. Also, the tane cools tumas oil, tumas magir. So Mela, that is how Rabbi Yochanan said pshat in our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan is anu mahalach in our Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah is speaking about kuyas hameis, is speaking about there's a kezayis of moyach, dried up moyach in the kuya. So a dried up moyach is a din of bosa. So Mela, if it's a kuyas hameis, so then this bosa, which is in the kuya, the kezayis min hameis, so it's metama boil. Kezayis min hameis is metama boil, and that what the Mishnah says hanegeya by tomi, the Tana calls mail also negeya. We'll see later as the sugya progresses what the similarity is between mail and negeya. But I'll compare them. The Tana calls mail negeya. So that's what Hanigeya by Tomei means of who are the Nevi's mild is also Tomei. So that means the Basel is Metama Ba'oyu. Masha Einkein. All other cases, Kuyas Nevela, Kuyas Asheretz. So there we also have a Kezayas of Moyach inside that hardened up. So if there's no Nekev in the Kuyas, I can't touch the kezayis of the moyach because it's sasu. So if I can't, if there's no tumis mage, there's no tumis shema. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Since I can't touch the tumah, there's no din of a shema. Maybe yes a tumah. So therefore, if it's stumim, so you touch the bone is not nevela. So I touch the bones, I'm tired. If there's a nekev in the bone, so then the tumah shebesoichai, the moyach shebesoichai is touchable. So then, if I would touch the moyach shebesoichai, I'd become tumah. Then there's a din shema, maybe it's a tumah. So when I touch the bone is maybe the tumah hamoyach that's right up. That is Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, and let us see Rashi. The Gemara is Takasha on Rabbi Yochanan, if he holds that a moyach shebesoichai is mala ruchem, Amai toirem etzem gufei eivahu, ubuloi moyach nami metame. Ustime mayahanye. So why does stima help? It's an eiva. An eiva is metame. You don't have to touch the moyach. It's an eiva. So the Gemara says that speaking about moyach hamiskashkesh, yavesh, the moyach is dried up. V'nekar b'soich ha-cholol, that means it was nekar in the cholol. Now you have dried moyach in the chlal ha-etzem. V'hu le'mal ha-ruche, that's not mal ha-ruche. Dried moyach will never rejuvenate the bone. So mamele, it's not called a neighbor. Gav e'meis, avo gav de'ini mal ha-ruche, b'tam ha-boyu. Forget about Eva. There's a shear of a kizayis that's metama boil. Ustime loy mahani bay. Aye, it's in enclosed etzem. The tumah bekas voila. Tumah's bekas voila. It's so therefore it's metama boil. Umukdoshim. The second case of kuyas amukdoshim. Areshim shu noisa, yeva kezayis of noisa, and here yeva an etzem, that's mishamish the noisa, so just like noisa is metamis yedaim, the etzem of mishamish noisa is also metamis yedaim, so that's why kuyas amagdoshim negeye behem, is bein stumim, bein nekumim tome. Neveila, kim in the miskashki shu, vishuv ein oi malaruche, now it won't be malaruche anymore. Lav Averu, this is not an Aver. Hilkach nikvoy de'ev sheligam mitamim mishum shir. If there's a hole in the kuya and it's possible to touch the moyach shebesoichoy, so then it's mitamim mishum shir. So I mean, you have a shir tume, you have a kezayis of moyach in the kuya. So memele, so since it's Efshel tamei tumis mage, so it's metamei tumis shema. Loi nikvu the lab eivahu, but if there's not a neket, and it's not an eiva either because it's miskashkes, the hashtagora mikuye sheyesh bo bachadoshe moyach lach, this is worse than a kuye that has an adoshe of moyach lach tohu malaruchu, this is malaruchu. I'm a meiler, so this is an eiva. But if you have a kezayis of moyach yavesh, so a meiler, this is not malaruche, and if it's sosum, it can't be metamen. Period. This is Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach to ve'emfer the Mishnah. I just like to mention one ha'ore. Rashi says the bottom line in Rashi. Rashi says the hashta. Gora mikuyis sheyesh bo bachadosha moyach lach. Rashi says that if you had a kuya of a sheretz, or a kuya of an avela that has a kizayis of moyach that's mekashkish, since this is not mala aruche, this is worse than a kuya sheyesh bo bachadosha moyach lach. Now, why does Rashi mention Kadosha? So the Yavit says, because Rashi is talking about a Sheretz. The Sheretz is Metama B'Chadosha. So I don't begin to understand. If we're speaking about Eva, you don't need, Rashi also don't need any Moyach. As long as Moyach can enter it. How the Adosha comes in over here, I haven't the faintest idea. And if you're talking about a Sheretz, so we're talking about Eva, so you don't need you don't need an adosha of moyach. I mean, I don't understand why Rashi mentions adosha over here. Okay, let's just go a little further, then we'll learn Tosfos. Omar Rav Oven, Vitayma Rav Yosi Bar Oven, Hafanan Namitanim. So Rav Oven said, you know, this tik teure that Rav Yochanan said, that mile kinegeya, a mile is called a negeya, it's a Mishnah. It's not, there's enough in the Mishnah that says like this. A negeya bekechatzi zayis. A person touches achatzi zayis minameis, umayil alchatzi zayis, and he's mayil alchatzi zayis. That means as follows. There's two chatzi zaysim of a meis. A person is standing, let's say, outside. He's standing outside. There's two chatzi zaysim of a meis. One chatzi zayis he touches. He's in the gear chatzi zayis of a mace. He's not tome yet. Chatzi zayis is not metame. There's another chatzi zayis that he's not touching, but he puts his hand over the other chatzi zayis. So bebas achas he's touching one chatzi zayis and being mild over a second chatzi zayis. And they gave a chatzi zayis, umayil al chatzi zayis, oi chatzi zayis mayil olov. Or, let's say that he has his hand over here, and there's a chatzi zayis over his hand, the chatzi zayis is mayil olov. So he's touching one chatzi zayis, and the other chatzi zayis is mayil olov. Tomek. So the din is his tomek. That means we consider like he touched a whole kizayis. So the Gemara says like this, Yamrit Bishloime Chad Shmohu, that a mile is also called Anegeya Mishimochi Mitztarev. So it's very good. So it's called, he's Negeya B'tu Chatzizaisim. So Memele, so you touch two Chatzizaisim, so that's half plus a half equals one kezayis. It's told I touched the kezayis of a mace, so I'm tummy. Early amrit trei shmeininu, but if you'll say that there's a tumis oil and a tumis maga, mi mitztarev, so can you add, you just like you can't add an apple and a pear, you can't add a mile with an egeya. Vosnan, we learn Zehaklal. Koshu mi shemechod mitstarev v'tomei. If it's a shemechod mitstarev v'tomei, mishnei shemois toil elam. Right? Okay. So that's araya to Rav Yochanan, that mile areyu kinegeya. Let us turn. Let's see Rashi. Afanana mitanine, the kori lemail negeya. Let's go. The Rashi's on the midbeis. Hanegeya b'chatzi zayis umail al chatzi zayis bibasachas. Yodoi negas kan vashniya maheles kan. That means at the same time he's touching one chatzi zayis and he's mail over a second chatzi zayis. Oi chatzi zayis mailolo. Gegoin shenosun bekisem v'tochu v'koisu. Rashi wants to explain how could a chatzi zayis how could the chatzi zayis be over him? What's holding the chatzi zayis? So how can it defy gravity? So Rashi says gegoin shenosun bekisem v'tochu v'koisu. You have a chatzi zayis of a mace that's stuck into a koisu. V'zeh oimet tachto. Period. That's the end of this Rashi. So we see from over here, if you're mitztarev, mahil, linegeya, so by stois, that it has a shame, mahil, a mahil is called anegeya, and that's a right rabbi, that's kana mishnah. Anegeya, be kuyas ameis, means he was mahil over the kuyas ameis, Miles called a negeya. Now, before we see Tosfos, I'd like to mention two ha'oros. We have here a mishnah a negeya b'chatzi zayis u'mail al chatzi zayis. It's mitzvah. Let us go a step before. What'll be if a person touches one chatzi zayis with one hand, and he touches another chatzi zayis with another hand, which is a poshetadin. He's negeya two chatzi zayis. So be'emesin, we have to know that we had a machlokes before on Kuf Chav Dalet, yesh negeya acha negeya, or ein negeya acha negeya, and we pask in yesh negeya acha negeya. That's, so that means, so let us appreciate the halacha. That means when I'm touching one chatzis eyes, and then I'm touching another chatzis eyes, so between you and me, I never touched the kid's eyes. This finger touched this chatzis eyes, this finger touched this chatzis eyes. I never touched the whole eyes. Afal pike, yesh negei ach negei, it's called, I touched the kid's eyes. Right? That's it in the Mishnah of yesh negei ach negei, and the male is, I touched the kid's eyes. Right? Now, this Mishnah goes a step further. That a mile is called a negeya. Right? Now, the halacha is that here I have a problem. Later I saw the Mishnah Achrayne, who's a little more of this, but I'd like to mention the problem. When one touches a chatzis eyes, so he's negeya b'meis, but there's not a shear to be metame. Kazayis of a mace is metame. Chatzizayis is not metame. And that is a loche, but I'm touching two chatzizayis, so that's cool. I touched two chatzizayis, so memele, I'm tame. A chatzizayis, there's no din oil by a chatzizayis. The din that the tume is the whole din oil is only by a kezayis min ameis. That means the tume doesn't go up. There's no din oil b'chlal. There's no din oil. A kezayis min ameis is metama boil. The tume goes up. Just like an etzem is not metama boil. I'll have my hand over an etzem, the 24 hours. I won't become tume. You have to touch the etzem. I have a hand over it, it's gone. It's the tumah. It's as though you only make up a tumah if you touch that sim. You're holding your hand over that sim, it's gone. There's no din tumah bekas boiler. And that sim is not metama boil. A chatzi zayis is also not metama boil. So memela afilu will accept what Rabbi Yochanan said in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is very good. Our Mishnah is speaking about you have a kul yisameis and you have a kizayis of dried up moyach in the kulya. So hey, it's very good. I put my hand over the kizayis amikashkish. So it's good. So it's a kizayis mizmeis. It's metama boil. And now when I put my hand over this kulya, I'm a nigeya. Mile kinegeya. That the Mishnah is very good. How do you understand? Because the kizayis mizmeis is metama boil. And putting my hand over this kulya, I was nigeya betuma. Fine. That's good. But this Mishnah is speaking about two chatzizayisim. So by holding my hand over a chatzizayis, I can hold it from today till tomorrow. There's no tumah that's oiler. So there's no mile over here. How do we understand the Mishnah? Mile, the Gemara is going, mile kenegeya. That's good. If there's a din oil, if there's a din that the tumah is baikav oiler, so then a mile over tumah. But if there's no din, if the less than a zayis min ameis, there's no tumah that's oila. So where the mile can they get? So this ha'or I had on the Mishnah Achoyna seems to mention this, but okay, it's a ha'or. Now, let us see Taisvis. There are meiradike Taisvis in this omid. Negeya in Mahiloi. The sugya started that we had a diik. Kulyas ameis. It says that it's only tame if you touch the kulya. If you mile over the kulya, you're not tame. And the gemara kashiv is a kezayis of moyach. So why shouldn't you be tame when you're mile? You're being mile over kezayis of moyach. The imtaima menole lemedik mailoi. How do you know that he didn't say deloi? He said a negeya tomei. He said a positive aloch and a gay tome. Menola lemedic myeloi, imishum de lektani la, a lektani nami masse. It doesn't say if you carried, you also tome. Avogav the etzem kisoyre metame bemasse. I mean, he's not, what he doesn't mention does not necessarily mean is not metame. So it could be it's metame boil. He just says, anegeya boy tome. If you be ma, also tome. You carry, also tome. I mean, what's the deal? That we make a whole geratschke, why isn't it metame to mesay? Who said not metame to mesay? Yeshleime, the masali itztach leila misni. So Taisvah says, he doesn't have to say tumas masa. Because that's to do that. Etzem is metame b'magi b'masa. Avol oyel have a leila misni, but oyel he should have said if it's metame b'oyel. Kimin the ain etzem metame b'oyel. And etzem is not metame b'oyel. But if there's moyach in it, and the Gemara understood there is moyach in it, so it should be metame b'oyel. Here, so oil, he should have mentioned, that means the mass, it's poshut, and that's a mizbatama, the magib a masse. But oil, he should have mentioned, if there's moyach, that was the Gemara's kash. So, taisvis afa gavdle masni lei b'mukdoshim. Now, let's be elch, let's learn the Mishnah. It says, kuyas hameis, v'kuyas hamukdoshim, hanayeya behem tomei. Now, kulyas mikdoshim, the din is dafke negeya. He didn't say, kulyas hameis hanegeya boi tome. He made he combined kulyas hameis, kulyas hamikdoshim, hanegeya behem tome. Now, by kulyas mikdoshim, you can't say a mile all of tome, because kulyas mikdoshim is only metame bemage. That misham shei noisar is metame like noisar. It's only metame bemage. So since he's putting these both halachas together, maybe that's why he didn't mention oil, because kuyas mekdoshim is not metame boil. So Taisvis afal gavdlei masne lei b'mekdoshim, it won't stim. Afal say it's metame boil. Mikom vakim havlei misne ba'afei nafshei ameis. He should have said, the Mishnah was written, he can't mention oil. So write the Mishnah differently. If lemaise kuyas ameis is metama b'oil, so don't combine kuyas ameis with kuyas mekdoshim. Say kuyas ameis metama b'maga b'oil. Right. Zektais was another kasha. Af al gav lehava oil dumya dinegeya. The negeya b'chol mokeim tomei avol mahil loy metame el kineged hamoyach. B'chol mokeim b'may dahavi lisnaye. So let's explain Taisvis kasha, and we'll see there's a moiridike marsho on this Taisvis. Taisvis asks a kasha. The kasha is, kuyas hameis is metame b'magi. So the Gemara is, if there's a kizayis of moyach in the kulya, it's mimetama boyel also. That's the Gemara's kash. The kash is, let's be elah. You have here a long bone. Let us see, the moyach is on the left side of the bone. The right side of the bone is hollow. So now, if I touch the right side of the bone, it's metama b'magir. Atzomi is a metama b'magir, wherever I touch it. The right side of the bone is metame b'maga, only b'maga. It's not metame boyu. There's no moyach over here. The moyach is on the left side of the bone. If I mile over the left side of the bone, then it's metame b'oyu. So Taisvis is asking Akasha. So Taisvis is asking, you can't combine, you can't say, Akuyas hameis is metame b'maga b'oyu. It's not true. Because the tumis oil and tumis mage are in different eifanim. Tumis mage is afilu shaloi keneged amoyach. Tumis mage, because hanetzem is metame b'mage. Tumis oil is only keneged amoyach. So, you can't say that, kuyas ameis metame b'mage uba oil. It's not true. Oil only in certain cases. So what's the kasha? So Taisi says, listen, if it's metame boil, be explicit. Say, if it's stigma, there's a kezayis min amoyach in the kluya, and it has to be, because the rest of the Mishnah is also stigma, there's a kezayis of moyach in the kluya. So memela, so it's metame boil over the moyach. So be explicit. Havlei lemistaya. So say, so doesn't, you'll have to, explain. And say that it's metame b'maga all over metame b'oil k'neged amoyach. Say that, but lemaisa has tumas oil. Why are you ignoring tumas oil? That was pshat the Gemara's kasha. Fine, this is what Taisva says. Now let us see this amoyach de k'marsha. Agavuche, we see how the marsha asks Akash and Taisvis. Let us see the Masha. There's a Mordeke Masha here. The Masha says as follows. The first Masha on Daf Kuf Chof Hei Omed Aleph. Zot the Masha. Divreihem Einam Muvonim Lom. He doesn't have any kasha on Taisvis, but l'davineinu, we don't understand Taisvis. That's it. The mehach shmaiten delel. We had a gemara kuf yudches amid beis gabi shnei atzomois va'aleihem beis chatzoi zeisim vehichnis rosheim hashniim. The mukim lahosam ibiyad ibishayma. We had a gemara and davkuf yudchesam at base. We had two atzomes. We had there was a chatzi zayis min ameis mibachutz, and that's mibachutz. In the atzomes were nichnas mibifnim. So you had two atzomes of two chatzoi zaysim, and the gemara said. The Gemara and Shatiz Atzomas are either a Yad or a Shema. Let's talk about Shema, because here we're also talking about Shema. The Muki Lohasmi B'Yadai B'Shema Muchach B'Hedye De B'Mayil Nami Shaloi K'Neged Amoyach Nami Mitami Nami Mitam Shema De Machnis Amoyitzi Chepere Shtashi Sham V'Tzorech Iyon. Frek the Masha Amoyedike Kashe. He says, I don't understand Taisvis. Taisvis has a problem. Taisvis has a problem. How could he say it's metame b'mage uba'oyel? Ba'oyel, it's only metame k'neged amoyach. Mage is metame all over. It's like the Masha, Shem Mishamayim. I have enough in the Mishnah Fakel. The Baraisa Fakel. I have over here an etzem, there's a chatzi zayis of bos or moyach. It's speaking about Shema. A chatzi zayis of moyach. That's chutz l'bayis, and the etzem is in the bayis, and the bayis is tamei. Mishum oil. The bayis is tamei mishum oil. It's metame the bayis. So everything in the bayis is tamei. So ayit shaloi k'neged amoyach. So you see, a shema is metame b'oil. A shomer is moitzies a tume. And if the tume is metame ba'oil, so a shomer will also be metame ba'oil. That's what you see from the Gemara before. The Gemara show, Devrayim einam muvonim lo. We don't understand the Taisvis. A moiridik akasha. The kasha is moiridik. There's a lot of problems in the Masha and in Taisvis. I just like to mention Al Kaponim. It's a Mordeke Masha. I mean, we have to understand Taisvis. Taisvis L'Chayr is saying Fakelten enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly that if you have the Shomer is inside and the Moich is outside, the Gemara says it's Metame. Let's see the next Taisvus. V'imoyach shebefnim mala aruchem mibachutz. So now the Gemara had problems over here, why this etzem is not metama ba'il. So if there's bosa, let the bosa be metama. There's no bosa. There's a kezayis of moyach, let the kezayis of moyach be metama ba'il. There's no kezayis moyach. So the Gemara asks, V'imoyach shebefnim mala aruchem mibachutz, so it's metama ba'il outside. Perish akuntra, so Rashi said, afal gav deleke moyach klal. That means that thing that moyach is a potential, that can make it an eva, you don't need bepoil, there should be moyach in it now. Afilu, you have a hollow bone, but when the bone is attached to the live person or animal, it will fill up with moyach. So a hollow bone also has a shame eva. That's what Rashi says. Now where did Rashi get this from? So Taisa says, v'deh dochkoi, midem leimuki lo deles b'moyach. If you need moyach bepoyel in order to give it a shame eva, but if it's hollow, it will never become an eva. So just like the Gemara was asking ahead, there's a kezayis bosa, let it be metame boil. There's no kezayis bosa. If there's a kezayis moyach, let it be metame boil. There's no kezayis moyach. So the Gemara said, if there's a small amount of moyach, let it be metame boil because it is a potential eva. Let the Gemara say, there's no moyach there. Why does the Gemara, we have a good answer to fan for all the kashas. So because of this kasha, Rashi held that you don't need moyach there. So there's no moyach. But if it would be this a hollow etzem, an alive person or animal, the moyach will enter the etzem. So you don't need, so you can't tell us there's no moyach. Well, there's no moyach, it's also potential moyach. So Taisus wishes to disagree with Rashi. If you have a hollow etzim, that will never rejuvenate. It will never fill up with moyach. What's the Gemara's kasha? Say there's no moyach in it. The midinoket kul yis mashmad the maradike moyach tzas. We heard about it in the Gemara before. That's the taitz kul yis. Kul yis is a etzim sheyesh boy moyach. So mamela. So al kochach it's speaking about there is moyach. So there's moyach, it's because to rejuvenate. So it's an eva. Ihachi mukdosh. So the Gemara says, if it's speaking about there's no moyach in the etzem, so why is kuyas a mukdosh menageh behem meinstumi v'nekuvim tome, it's not misham shein noisa, there's no noisa over here. Ihachi mukdosh. If the Mishnah is speaking about there's a kezayis of moyach in the etzem by kuyas ameis, osi shape mekdashim. So mekdashim, there's also moyach in the moyach of noisa in the etzem. Vafilu man diyoma bavi psochim noisa bekebeyim. Noisa this shira bekebeyim. The Mishnah is speaking about is an etzem with moyach. By meis, need moyach hakezayis. By noisa, need moyach hakebeya. But if it's speaking about it, there's moyach inside. Elokim, the meis, ayri, bedelek, a shir. It's speaking about there's not a shir of moyach. To be metame boyo, is mekdoshim, amai. So why is Mekdoshim Tomei? Fine. Taima. Now Taisvis asks two kashas. Taisvis asks that we had Rashi in the Mishnah and Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi said like this. Rashi said in the Mishnah, we have a Mishnah that a pigul v'noisa metame mesa yadayim. That's a Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah is coming to tell us, kul yis ha-mikdoshim, that misham shei noisa, that means a bone, that is a bosis to noisa, is also metame. So it means our Mishnah is coming to tell us, anudin, that that a bone that's mishamish l'naisa is also metama liyadayim. The Mishnah Pesachim says that naisa is metama liyadayim, and our Mishnah is saying mishamshe naisa is metama liyadayim, and the Gemara brings down, you know who said this? The Gemara brings down a memre. Remember that Omar Mori Baravu Amar Rav Yitzchok Atzmai Skotchim Sheshim Shonoisa Metames Yedayim Oil Vanasa Bosis Lodoborosa. This is a chiddush of Rav Mori. So Toysa says Amar de Kekashe. Rav Mori said this. This is a Mishnah Chumah. What's the time? Time the Maika Mashmalon Rav Mori Yedayim, which can mean that means I have noisa inside, I have a kezias of noisa inside the bone, and I have a bone, so the bone is meshamshei noisa, I touch the bone, it's also metames yadayim, that's called meshamshei noisa. But what will be if I'll break open the bone, I'll take out the moyach, and now I'll touch the bone. So now it's not Misham Shein Noiser anymore. It was once Misham Shein Noiser. Now it's not Misham Shein Noiser. Let's clear such a shaila. If I touch the bone now, where there's no voyach inside of it, will it be metame because it was once Misham Shein Noiser? Or no? It has to be now Misham Shein Noiser. Zok Toisvis, our Mishnah that says Misham Shein Noiser is metamas yadayim, could mean that it's mishamish noisa now. It is a bosis l'davar also. There's noisa inside, and so a bone that is mishamshay noisa, that bone is metamis yadayim. That is our Mishnah. Rav Mori said a bigger chiddush. Rav Mori said that afilu it was once mishamshay noisa. It's also metame yadayim. So now, shalom al Yisrael. Now, it's beautiful. Some amela. There's three madregas. There's noisos metames yadayim. That's a Mishnah Pesachim. Mishamshe noiso, when the noiso is here, that could be his arm Mishnah. Mishamshe noiso, that now there's no noiso in it, was once Mishamshe noiso. That is Rav Mori's chiddush. Umasnisen ike lo'ukmi b'di ike akati kezayis. Umikol mokim, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Umikol mokim chiddush udike shimush noisa boil. With such a concept of shimush noisa. Ubepsochim de boil asuye me atzma is pesach de koma el alav de isbe moyach. Now, let us we're going to say over what the Gemara says over here. We can see this Taisvis is shreklach shver. But let us... Taisvis just said something. Taisvis said the chiddush of Rav Mori is when there's no noiser in it. That's the chiddush of Rav Mori. So now, if the Gemara is going to bring a raya to Rav Mori, the raya has to be when there's no noiser in it. When there's noiser in it, shkaya. Our Mishnah says when there's noiser in it, it's metames yadayim. So we have to learn the Gemara when there's no noiser. Now, I'd like to read over the Gemara in Pesachim and say pshat in the Gemara the way Rabbi Kevega says pshat in the Gemara, and it will be beautiful, and then we'll begin to understand that Taisvis, that has a problem, is very shver. I'd like to read over the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim says as follows: Ha'atzamais isareifu l'tes zay. It's speaking about atzamis of a korban Pesach that became noisa. You burn them tezay. You don't burn them in yontev. You burn it tezay. Frag the Gemara, Hani Atzomis Heichidomi. What kind of Atzomis are you speaking about? Ilaim Edeles Buhum Moyach. we're speaking about an etzem that doesn't have moyach. Lama b'sreife, so why do you have to burn it? You have an etzem without moyach, because noiser is only moyach. You have an etzem without moyach, so why do you have to burn it? Nishdino, throw it away, why do you have to burn it? There's a mitzvah to burn noiser. Noiser is either the moyach, or see Mesham Shay Noisel. But if you have an etzem without Moyach, so there was never Moyach there, so there's no Noisel. So why do you have to burn it? Throw it away. Ela Pshita the Isbu Moyach. It's speaking about an etzem that had Moyach. The Isbu Moyach. Zot the Gemara say, I amrit bishloime shimush noisa milsahi. If you'll say, like Rab Mori, that Shimush Noiso Milsehi Amoti Lahochi Bois Reifa. That's a very good way to burn that summit. Ali Amrut Shimush Noiso Lav Milse Lomolus Reifa Nat Perinu Nachalza Lomoyach Ditu. Now, let's just say over what the Gemara says. The Gemara says we have a Baraise that says you burn Atzmaisa Pesach. You burn Atzmaisa Pesach, Tezayin Nisan. So the Gemara says, what kind of Atzomis are we speaking about? If it's Atzomis that never had any Moich in it, so there's no Noisel, so I have to burn it. Throw it away. Right. So we're speaking about Atzomis, the Ispei Moyach. Atzomis said Moyach. So the Gemara says like this. If you don't hold like Rav Mori, if you don't hold like Rav Mori, so break the bone, take out the moyach, burn the moyach, and throw away the bone. Now let's understand very well, Zot Rabbi Kivega, because if you don't hold like Rav Mori, the whole din of Mishamshei Noisar is a din of Noisar, is Kozman et Mishamish the Noisar. So why do you have to burn so many bones? The rashes involves about a mitzvah. It's a big bother. Break the bones, take out the noisa, burn the noisa, and throw away the bones. That's if you hold not like Rav Mori. We hold Mishamshei noisa is not like noisa. That means Mishamshei noisa when there's no noisa in it anymore. It is no nicer anymore, so you can make it to be no nicer anymore. Break it open and take out the moyach and burn the nicer. But if you hold like a mori, so you can't do that, because I feel you'll take out the moyach, but this bone was once misham shei nicer. So memele, so that's very good, but you have to burn the bone. So this is the baraisa. Zit Rabbi Kivega, it's beautiful. The Gemara is beautiful. Faket, it seems meredik with Taisvis. It seems meredik with Taisvis. We're talking about an etzem shahoya boy moyach, and the Gemara is asking, if you don't know like Rav Mori, if you don't know like Rav Mori, so why give to burn the bone? Take out the moyach and throw away the bone. Is a raya we hold like Rav Mori, that Misham Shein Noisa, that was once Misham Shein Noisa, he's at the Noisa, and you have to burn the bone, just like you burn the Noisa. So the Gemara is Moiridik. The Gemara is Moiridik, Taisus had Pshat Rav Mori, and the Gemara is Moiridik. Taisus had a problem with the Gemara, now let's see the Loshen of Taisus. So Taisus, now let's go back to Taisus. Ubepsochim the boy lasuyim atzmeis apesach the koma ella lab the isbe moyach. It's being about an etzem that has moyach. So all of a sudden Taisus got very nervous. It's being about an etzem she has by moyach. And shuldik, that's not Rav Mori. Hainu shahoye boy moyach kvar the achshav loy koma. Now there's no moyach. The pshita tunim sreifa mishum moyach. It means a bone that once had moyach. Taisus had a problem with the Gemara. Taisus Rabbi Kivega doesn't understand what Taisus said. The Gemara means there once was moyach and now there's no moyach. Because if there is moyach, if there's moyach now, it's poshut, you have to burn the bone. Why do you have to fight Tabak Meg? Why do you have to burn the bone? Break open the bone and burn the Mayach if you don't know like a Mori. So that's what Taisvis says over here. Taisvis says a noob shot in the Gemara doesn't mean Isbe Mayach. That means no, you have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Isbe Mayach means Hainu Shahya by Mayach Kva. But Tabakivega, but Tzachin, he doesn't understand Taisis' problem. The Gemara is beautiful, and the Taisis' Lamshat and the Gemara is, he doesn't begin to understand a Taisis' Lamshat and the Gemara. This Rabbi Kivega I saw in the Frankel Rambams. It's a Gillian on the Mishnah Melech Peik Yud, Halacha Beis, Milchus Kobin Pesach, has problems with his Taisis. So Rabbi Kivega brings down this Taisis and he says, he doesn't understand the Taisvitz Bechlal. Hoche b'may askinon b'sheshifa. So Abaye had said, why isn't it an Eva? By Atzmeis Nevela. The Sula, so he said, speaking about that he made a slit around the circumference of the bone. The Sula mala ruche, it's not mala ruche, v'hilkach kiven. The leke kizayis moyach, there's no kizayis moyach loy mitame boil. The leke shir, there's no kizayis loy leke shir. Lehavin ami eva, and it's not an eva eva because it will not rejuvenate. Vashmin in the shifa ain't a mitame boil. If it's shifa, it's not mitame boil because it will not be mala ruche. So the Rabbi Yechon said negeya means malka. Mashmon the negeya hainu mile. Umitztarfim. Yeah. V'im toima v'lisni kizayis min ameis a negeya beitome. V'no yadana the negeya hainu mile. I mean, if you want to tell me, the whole chiddush is that mile is a shame negeya. So why do you have to talk about a bone with moyach and moyach amekashkish? Say, a kezayis min ameis is metame b'mage, and you'll start asking a kasha, kezayis min ameis is metame boil. So say, no, oh, you're lying in the gate. Why do you still talk about a bone? B'shloime davashamina leimahoch. If let's say kezayis min ameis, I wouldn't know that mile is hanging in the gate. Alamishum de kimlam ba'alma de kezayis min ameis metame boil. So, you would need another Mishnah. Aval hash the diktoni kul yismin ameis, oktoni negeya mechiach the negeya chayna mile. Negeya is mile. The eepshel liga b'moyach mamish, b'soich hakuyis, you can't touch the moyach. Ela yidei oil. That means we're speaking about a kuyis. So, we're speaking about a kuyis, so that means it's moyach. So, akochoch, the mage is because of the moyach, not because of the etzem, because what else he's speaking about a kuyis. So, and how could you be a negeya b'moyach? The bone is awesome. It's al kochach that mile can negeya. Hoch maskinim kizayis moyach amiskashkish, hod lekomach sheshifa, he could have said the same thing, it's talking about shifa, the domalel, avshidasvile, the shifa, mala ruchami bachutz. Maybe Rabbi Yechon knows the Shifa is Mala Aruch.